council meeting for March 23rd. Would everyone stand for the pledge?
I, United States of America, to the Republic which stands one nation, God.
Thanks, standing for prayer. We have roll call.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Ms. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mayor Yoakum.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to move adoption of the agenda with just one addition under new business item B. Justin Lowe was asked to briefly address us, so I would move that we approve the agenda with that addition under
Second.
New business item B.
Okay, got a motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to adopt the agenda as amended.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Morris.
Yes.
Rose.
Yes.
Salter.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And that is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Next is approval of the minutes for the March 9th meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to approve the March 9th minutes as presented.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salter.
Yes.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to remind the council of an earlier email about this workshop, What Makes a Quality Place, on April 16th, 9:30 to 4 in Indianapolis. If anyone is interested in going on the council, please notify me, because we plan to make a reservation soon on that. Second, just a reminder that the annual Civitan Radio Auction begins Sunday and goes through Thursday, and does raise a lot of money for good works in the community. So encourage everyone to tune in to WAOV and WZDM on those evenings. And last, just like to commend the community for great support of the Lincoln Alice basketball team up at the semi-state. The fans, the school, the team, coaches, everyone involved represented the community very well, and proud to say we had more fans there than anyone else, although two schools were basically hometown schools. So I think that speaks well for Vincennes and how they rally behind the good things happening in the community.
Okay, anything else?
We need to remember Barb DeBoer. She has been in the hospital with double pneumonia and has been taken off life support. Today is her 91st birthday. So we need to remember her. She is very active in this community and sort of a lifeblood member of the community.
Anything else? Okay, then we'll move on to committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, I attended a solid waste meeting this morning at 8 o'clock, and here's the minutes and everything if anybody wants to take a look at it.
Okay, anyone else? Move on to report of city officers. We'll move on to old business. First is ordinance 5-2015 through 11-2015.
Mr. Mayor, Ordinance 5-2015 through Ordinance 11-2015 remain tabled pending public hearings on those matters.
Next is Resolution 10-2015.
I move that read Resolution 10-2015.
Second.
Because you already voted.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the previous one. This is an information item. This was adopted at the last meeting, and so this is just an information item, so you have a written copy. We didn't have the written copy before us totally at the last meeting, so right. My error.
And this is just a resolution spelling out the changes we had with the budget, so Okay, so we'll move on to new business. First is ordinance 12-2015, additional appropriation from Edit Fund for $16,465.59 and $904.89.
Move that we read ordinance 12-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 12-2015.
Ordinance 12-2015, additional appropriation ordinance permitting formal parks and
Discussion.
Do we know what this is for?
Cheryl?
The $904 portion is for Second Niblack to Lockmuller Group. Not sure how we got off that month for such a little amount, but just a small invoice. And then that one would be reimbursed back from NDOT at 80%. The $16,000 is for the SME, the environmental, on, I think it's 1241 Washington Avenue, the old car lot there, Shelton's property. I think that was for the phase two. So that's what those two, and that SME, the brownfield, is reimbursed at 100%.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, speaking of the Second and Niblack, were you ever able to contact them to get them or ask them for a schedule like we received with the original Second Street project?
I'll get you an updated schedule. I'll call and check.
All right. Appreciate it.
As far as Second Street goes, everything going as planned? And
I think so. I think they're about done with the water and sewer line maybe, and the gas company go down there working. Yeah, everything's moving as planned. And you're talking between Main and...
That's correct, yeah. I just...
So, patience. Yeah, I think everything's moving along well there. So we're still on schedule for that being completed this fall.
It's another project that you kind of look at and you think, well, in a few months, it's going to look a lot better through there. Thank you.
Come through the question. This is off the ordinance, but...
Yes, I know. Well, she brought it up about
right.
Second Street. We'll talk about Second Street.
Okay. Do you have any other discussion on ordinance 12-2015?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Salters.
Yes.
Sisters.
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 12-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Justin Lung.
Justin Lung, Vincent's Firefighters. Just to give you guys an update of what's going on, I just talked in front of the Board of Works. I told them I understand the confusion, what's going on with the number, two sets of numbers, and my proposal to them was that they commission a study. Their concerns were spending the money on a study at the time of the city dealing with the annex, and also a large concern was towards the fire department budget. They declined to do so and made a vote to table it until the annex issue is resolved. So at this time, unless the council sees another route, I will not be able to move this proposal forward. Unless you guys have any questions, I'll be waiting until the end of the annexation to see how it goes again.
But just you say the end of the annexation, are we talking the end of the
I think it was
consideration of it, or
at let us get through annexation, which could be a lengthy time, possibly up to 3 years before everything.
And we know exactly where we're at. Well, we'll probably have some discussion on this. You know, I've been looking at this back and forth, and I'm thinking that what we will want to have is, and I, it'd be my preference, we'd have it sooner rather than later, but the is a study to determine the cost. There's all sorts of related issues, but ultimately, the cost issue is a crucial one that we have to get an understanding of, and basically, we're at this point, as a council, confronted with different figures, so we'll discuss this, but I think that really before consideration can really be done at the council level, we're going to need some sort of study to really go through these costs. The devil's always in the details.
Right.
And I know that from the firefighter's perspective, from the council perspective, from the mayor's perspective, obviously we don't want to do anything that's going to put the department on anything less than a solid financial footing going forward. So,
absolutely.
And I think a study at some point is going to need to be done to do that. But how and when that will happen,
right,
we'll have some discussions on that. So.
One quick question I did have for the mayor. If this is looking at 3 years out, finding alternative routes to bring in revenue, are we looking at, because there's something good to come from this.
Right.
I'm not upset with losing all this information on all this time. I want something good to come from this, and for the fire department's sake, and I know me and Chief Pinkstop will work closely together, but you're not looking 3 years out to even look at other things, are you?
I will agree that annexation can make a big difference here. There are other, maybe other options we need to look at. I know you've discussed them with the council in the past. Okay. We still need to keep moving forward to make sure that the fire department is funded properly.
Like I stated in the Board of Works, every year.
Right.
Fire department comes up. Frustrating.
But it's not just the fire department, it's everybody that gets looked at with.
All right.
On both issues, annexation and the fire department, we can talk about budgetary line items all we want, but at the same time, we have to ask ourselves a real basic question about both of these, and that is a service being currently provided to the public? And if we annex or do it with the fire department, is a better service going to be provided? We've got to look at things other than the numbers a little bit,
right?
Because if there's not a service being provided to the public, my area on the ambulance service, I'm looking at response times. Are the response times for the fire department and EMS, are they sufficient? Are with annexation, it comes into play, are people who are going to be annexed into Vincennes, are they going to be receiving a better service than they are right now? So to me, it's a question, it's an issue we can't overlook. We get bogged down on talking about dollars and numbers, but at the same time, we've got to realize that it's all about providing the service to the public. So
yeah, and I touched on that with the Board of Works, most of I'm pretty conservative as nature. So I agree the government's role is not to compete with a private company, but when it is an emergency response not being maintained adequately, I think it is the role of the government to step in and at that point intervene. And I think that's the situation we're at now. And ironically, I did look into the response times, and I'm working on getting those numbers. I wasn't able to due to some things going on at the courthouse today, but I'm going to be trying to get those that information for you. But I agree, and I absolutely believe that the firefighters are more professional, and I'm biased because I'm a firefighter, but I think we are very professional. We're committed to this community. Our longevity is here for the long term, as opposed to maybe VU students in a revolving door situation that come in, work for $8 an hour, and then want to either better themselves or move back home. I think if you compare those two, I think I want my loved ones being worked on by my firefighter counterparts day in and day out, rather than a young student just fresh out of college, ready to go back home any day. So.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is claims.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve claims totaling $738,782.87.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in the amount of $738,782.87.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And the claims were paid by a vote of 7-0. Nothing under miscellaneous. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are.